Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Exodus, chapter 20. You know, as we just considered a moment ago, when man who rebelled against the God of all mercy, and oh, how merciful is our God, when man rebelled against God, something happened. You know that. Man lost that communion, fellowship, love that he formerly possessed with the Lord God Himself. Peace. Communion between the Lord God Himself and mankind was gone. Man, because of sin, was alienated from God. Oh, nothing, no fellowship. Isaiah 59:2 says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear." Almighty God, because of man's rebellion, now listen, you consider a man, a woman, apart from being found in Christ. A man, a woman, alienated from Almighty God and having no substitute. God has not looked upon that man, that woman, in Christ. I'm telling you, God Almighty has said, "I'm not going to hear you. I am not going to hear you." Man rebelled in the garden because that's what he wanted to do. Everything that Almighty God told him happened. And the day you eat, you're going to die. Now listen. For man, because of disobedience, to have any hope of eternal life, Almighty God is going to have to restore that fellowship. As Brother Scott used to tell us, God's going to have to do something for Himself before He's going to do anything or can do anything because of His justice. I know that sounds, people say, well, you mean God Almighty is not at the expense of His holiness and justice, righteousness. He's not going to overlook sin. He's not. Man sinned against God. Fellowship is broken, and Almighty God must do something, or man has no hope. Man is hopelessly lost unless Almighty God satisfies His justice and wrath against sin and rebellion against Him and establishes peace. Man's lost. Man's lost. Man can say whatever he wants to say. Well, I desired to come to the Lord. I'm not going to hear you. I want to make things right. You're lost. You're lost. Without Almighty God doing something. And I'm telling you, get man out of the equation. Man's already done what man wants to do. Man has rebelled against God. Sin must be punished. And the only way that Almighty God can be just in punishing sin and justify a sinner, declare that sinner holy, holy, accepted, is if Almighty God deals with sinners in a substitute. He's going to have to deal with a sinner in one apart from that sinner. I'm telling you. How should God be just? How should God be just and justify a sinner? I can tell you this. There's going to have to be one that's going to have to answer. And when we start thinking about Almighty God providing a ransom. He's gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I found a ransom. I found one that absolutely can suffer the penalty of divine wrath against man, against God. Wrath that has been established because of man's rebellion. There's one that can satisfy the broken law's judgment, the curse of the law. One that can be made a curse for us and satisfy God, and God Almighty deal with him in absolute holiness and justice, wrath. And that substitute satisfy God and appease God by perfect obedience. Suffer being made sin and absolutely be obedient. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. All of the divine attributes that Almighty God demands for man's salvation and merit before him, found only in one. The Lord Jesus Christ, Luke 1:72, is the mercy of God promised. The Lord Jesus Christ, John 14:6, is the truth of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, Jeremiah 23:6, is our righteousness. The Lord Jesus Christ, Isaiah 9:6, is our peace. The Prince of Peace. I need, I desire, I long for an Almighty God who purposed it long before I ever knew anything about it. I need to be at peace with God. I need a rest. I need, I desire, I long to rest in Him. I know this. The justice of God demands satisfaction. We need a substitute. We need a substitute. We need an altar. When we talk about an altar, we talk about a place where two things happen. Number one, an altar. It's where a debt is paid. And it's where an offering of thanksgiving and praise is offered unto God. That's an altar. That's what an altar does. Whenever we see or read about in the Scriptures an altar, that fact says that God Almighty is merciful because God Almighty has provided an altar. That Almighty God did not leave us to ourselves. That there is an altar. That Almighty God did not just leave men to perish. That there is an altar. Declares, sets forth, that Almighty God has purposed to show mercy. Now, justice is going to be satisfied. Justice is going to be set forth and rendered before God Almighty, or God Almighty is not going to satisfy Himself in the salvation of anybody. Justice must be satisfied. So when we hear of an altar, that fact says God is going to have mercy on somebody. And you know who He's going to have mercy on. Those that He's chosen to show mercy to. We, by the grace of God, Hebrews 13:10 says this, we have an altar. An altar is a place where a substitute or a sacrifice is offered. That's an altar. We have an altar that the world knows nothing about. Christ is our altar. An altar is not something that's a piece of board. I wrote a little article, put it in the paper, and I start off, when people here, they say, we're going to have an altar call. You know what most people think? Well, I'm going to get out of my pew and I'm going to walk down an aisle and I'm going to come and kneel down on a piece of wood. That piece of wood is not an altar. You don't find that in Scripture. That's just made up. An altar is where Almighty God is going to satisfy Himself. That's what God's doing. That's an altar. That place where Almighty God has been pleased to put away the debt owed to Him by those that have rebelled against Him. We need an altar. Almighty God has provided. Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. And this altar that we're going to look at, this was provided. This was given. God gave instruction on this altar. And this is what He said. Now this is, when He gave this instruction right here, He had not given Moses the direction on the building of the brazen altar, the altar of incense, where God Almighty would take Him. He said, you build that altar out of shittim wood and you cover that with gold. This was before He gave the instruction at the very foot of the hill where God Almighty gave the Ten Commandments. God Almighty that told and gave to Moses with the finger of God written in stone. This is my law. Those laws of Ten Commandments. And at the foot of that mountain, God gave an altar. God Almighty provided the picture that sets forth the substitute, the one that was going to make good on what God demanded. And He set forth, and He said, this is the way. that I'm going to be approached. This is the way that you will approach me. His altar. Verse 24, Exodus 20, an altar of earth. You know, I think just reading that right there, I think about the humanity of Christ. An altar of earth. This is how you're going to, this is how you're going to approach me. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, thy peace offerings. You know, even before I go any farther, I think about, just to remind you, the burnt offering was an offering. It was a sweet savor offering. It was only for God. Man could not partake of any of that. That burnt offering was a sweet savor offering that set forth the glorious obedience of Christ. His obedience. When they offered that burnt offering, that savor of obedience, that savor of Christ, that sweet savor that had to be offered. Almighty God demands obedience. Obedience. I'm telling you, I said before, how holy does a man or a woman have to be to get into heaven? How holy? You're going to have to be, you will be, as holy as God, or you won't be there. You will not be there. Boy, all of a sudden, how quickly does that scripture come back? How should man be just with God? I need an altar. I need one that is obedient. I need one that is dedicated to Almighty God. You will offer that burnt offering thereon, and thy peace offering, thy sheep, thine oxen. This was the peace offering. When that priest offered that peace offering, that priest could take part of that offering, and he could eat part of that offering that was offered unto God. And that peace offering set forth that communion, peace, was established before Almighty God. You offer the offering that sets forth the obedience of my Son. That offering that is a sweet savor to me. And you offer the peace offering. That peace offering that set forth that there's been some reconciliation. You take it and you make that altar with earth. And the scripture says in the latter part of verse 24, here's where you can build it. Almighty God would move them. You know, the pillar of a cloud, the pillar of fire at night, pillar of a cloud in day. And they moved wherever God stopped them. Wherever God Almighty, Scripture says, in all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. In the place that I'm pleased to raise up my name, in the place that I'm pleased to mark, to mention, to remember the name of my blessed Son, Almighty God raises up local assemblies. God raises up local assemblies. Wherever God raises up a local assembly, that's where God is pleased to record His name. Man, I'm telling you, people don't raise up local assemblies by their own choice. I never cease to be amazed. I told you how I look out. Here's a group of people. And I don't know how many places we would travel and drive through town after town after town. And as far as we know, I don't know. I don't know. But there's no obvious. There's no obvious place that we know of. And the Lord may have a people there. But where God is pleased to raise up an assembly, there is a group of people. I'm thinking, this is a large group of people. In one place where God has been pleased to raise up His name. Why did He do it here? I've said before, where's Katy, West Virginia? I mean, this place is just two green signs. One on that side, one on this side. There's nothing here except the mercy of Almighty God, and that's everything. Everything. You will take and you will make an altar of earth. One that sets forth the blessed humanity of my Son. He who gave Himself, made flesh, associated Himself with His people. And you'll offer that burnt offering, that sweet savor offering unto me. Verse 25, if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, setting forth the glorious strength of our God, the rock, the one upon whom His church is built. You make an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it. You shall not construct it. You shall not manipulate it. You shall not build it with hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Wherever Almighty God was pleased to allow His name to be in a place. If they came and there was a rocky place, and it was a lot of stone, a lot of dirt, a lot of stone, you can take those stones and you will build an altar, and you will not do anything to alter the way that those stones come out of the ground. You pile them up, and don't you take an instrument. Well, this has got a little sharp edge on it. I think I'll just take this offense off right here. I'll just knock that edge off right there. You put that tool, that instrument, you try to take it and construct it in such a way that you think you're making it better. You think you're helping out God. You think that you're going to do something to make this just a little bit more eye-appealing. You polluted it. You polluted it. You put your hand on those stones, and those stones are polluted. Man thinks that he's going to add something. He thinks that he's going to make this just a little less offensive. I'm telling you, I am not trying to be offensive. I'm not trying to be. The gospel is offensive to the carnal heart. I want to be truthful. But I'm telling you, I am not, by the grace of God, I'm not, by God's grace, I'm not going to eliminate, take out, not preach. People say, you know, Marvin, if you just tone it down a little bit, man, come on, man. You know, let me tell you something. There's one before whom I'm going to stand. There's one that I must give account to. And oh, may I do it with joy, not with sorrow. I must. Woe is unto me if I don't preach the gospel. Set forth the glory of God. Don't you put your hand on that altar. Don't you deviate from what I have provided, whether it's earth, whether it's rocks. Don't you try to make it look any different than the way it is. Thus saith the Lord. Neither, verse 26, shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Almighty God had set forth, you are not going to build anything that you think by your construction has caused you to be able to elevate yourself unto the Lord. Back in Genesis, a group of people in a town called Babel, they said this, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. If there were steps put on that altar, whereby men, and those steps would have had to have been built by men. They're going to build them a set of steps. And while they're doing it, all the while they're doing it, here's what they're saying. I am doing that which I need to do to elevate myself, to bring myself to God. Let me tell you something. Almighty God condescended. Almighty God made Himself. Philippians 2, if you want to turn there, I'll read this in closing. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 8. Philippians 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you think this way, you think you're going to elevate yourself back to God, and you're going to be able to do that. You're going to be do that. I know by my OB, my study, I'm elevating myself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal of God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. No man is going to elevate himself. Almighty God will bring His people to Himself in Christ, who humbled Himself. You build a set of steps. The Scripture sets forth. Back in Exodus 20, it says, You will not build those steps. Neither shalt thou go up unto mine altar, that thy nakedness... What nakedness? You think he's just talking about a physical nakedness there? No. You build a set of steps and think you're going to exalt yourself unto God, and all you're doing is showing your spiritual nakedness. You have no robe of righteousness. You're uncovered. You're unclean. Don't you dare... You consider the condescending grace of the Lamb of God, who eternally was in communion and fellowship with the Father, humbling Himself into the hands of those that hated Him by nature, and laying down His life, giving His back to the smiters. That's what the Scripture says. Being made sin, suffering the shame of the cross, satisfying justice and reconcile His people back to God. And therein, in that altar, justice and peace satisfied. Lord, we need an altar. Lord, You provided an altar. You think of the mercy of God that we even know what an altar is. An altar. Lord, tell us of Your altar. You'll build that altar out of earth, out of stones, and don't you put your hand on it. That altar is mine. That's what He said. Don't you put a set of steps on my altar. I am satisfying, and He has satisfied Himself. Almighty God has provided Himself a lamb. And when men speak of their will and their ability and their works, he said, you polluted. You polluted. Polluted. God's altar is not polluted. God's altar is Christ. There, in his humanity, that very humanity in which he resides right now in heaven, Almighty God is satisfied with him. And his people in him, God's people, God is satisfied with them too. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the altar. Thank you for the altar of our blessed Savior. He who is the altar, he's the sacrifice, he's the priest. He is our all and in all. For our good and our eternal salvation, Lord, unto you. Not unto us. Not unto us, O Lord, but unto you. Be all honor and glory and praise. Salvations of the Lord. Thanks be unto him for Christ's sake.